You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin is not known for his looks on the silver screen, and slim chance of that ever happening. It's his accent that gets him stopped dead in his tracks every time. A claim to fame, perhaps?
And a very good morning to you all. Sometimes when I'm out and about, somebody will say something like, "Hey, you sound just like that guy on the radio." For example, there was a lovely waitress at George's Cafe in Shreveport who indeed did say I sounded just like the guy on the radio. And then, when I told her it was me, she wouldn't believe me. Friends of mine had to convince her that it was actually me. And then there was a guy I met in the Verizon store one day, and I get chatting to him about this and that, and then he says to me, "Hey, you remind me of that Irish guy on the radio." And I said, "Really?" Feigning ignorance. "Wow, what a coincidence. Two Irish guys living in the Bossier Shreveport area." "So," says I, somewhat gingerly, "what's he like, this Irish guy on the radio?" "Oh, he's okay," the guy says. And I disclose to him that it's actually me who's on the radio, and we had a good laugh about it. It's a funny thing, though, fame, and believe me, I do use that word advisedly. You're not exactly famous because you're on the public radio for 3 or 4 minutes once a week. Fame, for people who are really in the public eye, can be a terrible ordeal at times, particularly if you're in TV and movies, because then, of course, you're obviously recognisable. Now, for us radio folks, it's much simpler, because with the exception of people like Garrison Keillor and, you know, maybe Peter Sagal, well, NPR radio personalities pass virtually imperceptibly as they go about their daily lives. You know, I doubt very much that the paparazzi are camped outside Warren Alley's door waiting for him to go on his morning jog, or they're not exactly hounding Melissa Block when she drops her kids off to school. Not so, however, for the likes of Kim Kardashian. Ah, but wait, I hear you say, she courts this sort of attention. She positively craves it, and she needs it to sustain her witless and talentless life. And you might think that, but I couldn't possibly comment. Oprah, on the other hand, well, I kind of like Oprah. Now, I don't watch Oprah, but I kind of like her. And she made the point when she was interviewing Lance Armstrong about fame, that fame magnifies one's personal characteristics and provides an outlet for those characteristics to be then unveiled. She said that, you know, if you're essentially a malevolent individual, well, being famous does not change that. It just gives it the opportunity to reveal that side of you. Kind of like sport, maybe, you know. It doesn't necessarily build character, I think. It just reveals character. But we'll leave that for another day. Actually, no, that's kind of the whole point, isn't it? I mean, Lance was a sportsman. And, you know, cycling really is a team sport, despite what you may think. So how come his participation in this team sport didn't mould him into the quote-unquote good person? Was he a jerk before he became famous? And then just being famous allowed for that to be eventually revealed? Oh. As for myself and my brush with fame, well, I can only say I strongly relate to the title of the Irish golfing commentator, David Fegarty, in his autobiographical piece, which is called Somewhere in Ireland, a Village is Missing an Idiot. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.